Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. How about some Ed Sheeran tickets?
Woo woo!
All this week we've been doing it, and we're doing it all through today, all through tomorrow. If you want Ed Sheeran tickets, you're in the right place because we're doing it from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the afternoon, every hour at about 5 past. Right now, text the word night.
Going to be a big night.
Night, N-I-G-H-T, to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets to see Ed Sheeran July 25th at Levi's Stadium. Text the word night.
Not Knigget.
It's N-I-G-H-T. 20357 is the contest line. You'll be in the running for tickets to next summer's biggest show, courtesy of Messina Touring Group. This hour's code word is night. We're going to talk with Mason a little bit. Get to have a little crossover with
her. Hopefully all the technology
works. We're hoping. What do you think you feel like? About 50%
sure? About 50-50 on this.
I'm like 48.
48, 52.
Well, the producer's room doesn't sound very enthusiastic about this. That's not good.
Enthusiastic to do it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you do something the first time,
it's a whole
new system
for us
to do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not even like the old Comrex setup. It's like a whole new thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, text us now. The word is night. Taylor. She announces a new The Crowd Is Your King vinyl edition of her upcoming album, The Life of a Showgirl. And that is going to be a Target exclusive. Which I don't know if that means it'll still be like a super limited edition thing or if they're printing up enough of these that people are going to be able to go in there and get them. Or, you know, each location gets plenty or each location gets 10. Like, I don't know how many Targets there are. Yes, Vincent, your hand is up.
You know, we have a resident Swiftie, and I like to ask questions of the younger generation. And I'm interested, as you've called her the capitalist queen.
Yeah.
And at what point will that start to backfire for her and you'll start to say, how much is enough?
I think if it was going to backfire, it would have already because she's been doing this for a long time.
Like, so you don't think anything about the cash grab. You think good for her.
You don't have to buy it if you don't want to.
Understood.
You know?
Yeah.
I certainly don't buy it all.
Okay.
But if you are a person who wants to collect every little bitty thing, she certainly is giving you plenty of opportunities to give her your money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that might actually bum out a really hardcore fan. Like, I want all the stuff, but damn, I got to get a second job
for
this.
Well, I think it bums out a parent for sure where they say, oh my goodness.
Another thing.
Another copy of the same record? But I
also
think...
need all the copies.
And this is not her responsibility. I was just curious what your opinion is. And I agree with you. You don't have to buy it. But I also think there are people who collect things that will start to, go, I got to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I don't have the money for that, I've got to have, collecting becomes a mental illness in a way. Like, it really does become this, like,
my collection's not complete.
It's like a hoarding thing where you really do feel like I've got to have that. Or this thing's incomplete. What do I sell to have that?
Well, we've got a couple kids around here. I'll sell one of them.
I don't know. I was just curious what you thought.
Kidney.
But you're right. Nobody forces you to own stuff.
And she knows that people engage in her brand and her music in different ways. And so, you know, there's the whole Easter egg thing. Now she does the visual stuff with this movie that's going to come out. She's got a lot of merch, a lot of things. It's awesome that if you're a real fan, there's so many ways to get involved.
I wonder too, you know, I like limited edition stuff. Like, you know, and I think you guys both got one of the purple
records. I got caught up in a frenzy. I don't know what I ordered. I'll know on the
But when
fifth.
It's limited like that, now, you know, years from now, that might actually help a kid go through college. Like, we're going to sell the green vinyl that we got, you know, the mint green.
The shiny bug.
Yeah, the shiny, well, sorry, I didn't know what the name of it was. I knew there was something. But it's, I don't know. I feel like she does it tastefully enough and makes each one special enough that it and she's not selling, you know, 1 million of each of them. And so they're special. And if you're a huge fan, you're into it. But I'm with you. She's asking if you are truly trying to collect all the Taylor stuff.
It's a lot. And I actually think more about it's not so much the 12-year-old. It's that 19-year-old that still lives at home that isn't paying rent and is collecting all of those things that you would go, you got to move out. You got to leave. If you're going to spend all your money on everything Taylor Swift produces, then we've got to find a way for you to go out into the world and make some dough on your
own. Yes, you can work at the Scoop Shop and you can buy your own Taylor Swift stuff.
I'm sure there are parents out there just going, oh my God, she bought more.
A showgirl knows how to save her best. Oh, a showgirl knows to save some of her best tricks for the grand finale, she wrote along with the announcement on the Target exclusive release. So it's out October 3rd. There's also a movie that's releasing this or some kind of cinematic piece. I don't know how, is it documentary style? I don't really know. It's going to be a lot of like, it's a sing-along as well. Apparently there's going to be words and music and sing and dance. But please remain in your assigned seat. Don't be in the aisle. Don't stand on the seats.
It's also premiering her new video. Like that's part of the movie. That's one of the part
oh,
of
it
that's
is.
Right. The life of Ophelia or something. What is it? The death of Ophelia? The
life.
The horror of Ophelia.
Do you think there's a tour behind this?
I don't know.
I wouldn't if I were her. I would be so tired, but she is tireless.
That's what I'm really curious because I would expect after the tour she just finished, A, how do you top it? And B, you just spent 2 years out there.
Let's get married and have some kids.
Like, or just not tour again.
Mm. But the album is bangers, as she said. So like, how can you not tour that? Oh, selfishly, I hope there
is
one.
We shall see. How did listen, I don't know how I missed this, but back in January, Cardi B revealed that she got a $13,000 diamond butt crack piercing, and she did post a picture of it. Somebody said, that's not real unless you post a picture, and so she did. I have a pretty zoomed in picture.
How much money?
$13,000 diamond butt crack piercing. So this is very top of your crack. It goes in and comes out above it. So it's two diamonds at the top of your butt crack is what it looks like. It's, you know, whatever the piercing part of it is somewhere inside. Hang on. We're gonna take a look
so
at
So you're
this
saying
thing.
You pierce the side of one of your cheek. Oh,
no, it's the top of the butt crack. And it's, I mean, it's very, she's got a
what
tattoo. You know, I'm going to say that's crack. I don't know. It's possible that is the continuation of that tattoo. She has a tattoo that seems to emanate from her crack. The top of it. So I don't know. But there she goes. That's her proof that she has a diamond piercing. It's two diamonds. One about an inch above the other. Or maybe it's smaller than that. It's hard to tell. It's very zoomed in.
Matt, are you into that?
No. I don't know.
Well, as we, you know, we're
I mean,
there
you
in
seem to know what
people.
You are into and what you're not
you
into.
Are going to turn that away.
I suppose as the butt's clapping, you know, you're getting like a glimpse of the sun in between.
Yeah, like a little sparkle show. Yeah.
So you're into it.
Yeah, I'd be into it.
All right.
Unfortunately, she lost it a month later.
Oh.
She says, I realized I was like, hold on. Hang on. Where's my diamond butt crack piercing?
I guess you wouldn't know.
Yes, Finny, your hand is up.
Whatever happened to the guy that pierced his forehead with a big pink diamond?
I think he lost the diamond, didn't he? It fell out of his head. It was a huge...
You reminded me of it with this story. I remember he bought this huge diamond. He got it put in his forehead, and then I don't remember if it... I thought it fell out, but that he didn't... I didn't remember him losing it. I just thought that it wasn't staying
right
in as a third eye, so to speak.
I remember there being some kind of story that followed up on that. Like, I don't think he wore it for that long.
It's Lil Uzi Vert.
Okay.
And it was a $24 million pink diamond. Mm-hmm. He had it surgically implanted in his forehead. He had the diamond in 2021, but it was later ripped out of his forehead by fans at a music festival.
Oh. Fans.
Yeah.
Oh, fans. Boy. Wow. Ripped it right out of his forehead. Somebody walked out with $24 million clutched in their fist.
I wonder if that guy, is he still, in the game? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Still a hot shot.
He's still a thing.
Anyway, she loses the thing. She says, I realized I was like, hold on. I was looking around. I was looking at my pants and my panties and stuff. And I'm like, yep, went down the toilet. $13,000 diamond butt crack piercing. She added she hasn't had it redone because she hasn't been in the mood. By the way, she says the piercing didn't hurt because that part of Cardi B's butt is numb thanks to a reduction surgery she had back there. She says, I did like a tummy tuck on my butt. So like the top of my butt, that skin part is numb. So when I pierced it, I ain't feel S. It was the easiest piercing ever. I don't quite know what she's talking about with that. Is that just like my butt was hanging down so low that I had a bunch of, because isn't a tummy tuck, they just take out the roll. They just take out the,
I don't know.
Take out a bunch of skin, take out the, and now you got a scar going across you.
There's a lot going on there.
There is. There does seem to be quite a bit, but she can't feel anything up there at the top of her butt crack. So she just said, well, I might as well pierce this thing. And that's probably why she couldn't feel it falling out.
It would be weird to be with someone. I realize she's a superstar and a celebrity and a multimillionaire, but it would be weird that someone's always got a new idea of what they're going to do to themselves.
Right.
Like you'd just be sitting there having waffles going, we're going to go under the knife again?
For a
butt tuck?
Yeah, I'm going to get a butt tuck. I want my butt to be up a little higher.
All right. Pass the syrup.
I don't need to. Just let me know when you need me to come in there and, I don't know, change the
There's a lot
the
going
bandages.
On there. I'm not into it. Right. Too much.
It does seem like a lot. But I suppose, if you start body sculpting, there's always something that could use a little work. I am completely out of time, Vinny. I would ask you what's coming up, but we are...
Mason.
Yeah, we're going to have Mason on our show.
It's coming up, everyone.
After these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our full show podcast. That's bringing you this part of the show. Listen to our full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
Oh, right. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Ed Sheeran Tickets. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text that code word to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Ed Sheeran on July 25th at Levi's Stadium. I have a tip for you.
Oh, what is it? Tell me everything.
If you're lucky enough to win tickets to the Ed Sheeran show next summer or July, whatever you want to call that, do not invite someone now.
Right.
Wait. Sit on your ticket. You really don't want to make that mistake and get someone locked in as your partner at Ed Sheeran and then find out you met someone.
Lot can happen in a year.
Yeah. That's a long ways off.
Yeah.
Win the tickets. Don't, out of excitement, be like, oh my God.
Maybe all your friends, you could make them compete for it. You know, you might wind up with extra prizes.
You might get some dinners out of that deal.
You never know.
Could be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Checkity, check, 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 check.
Oh.
I hear stuff. That? Yeah, I heard
that too, but I don't have anything turned up. Is that just coming? Okay, we're going to talk to Mason. Mason?
Yo.
Little echoey, but besides that,
you
yo.
You sound magical.
I am magical.
Clearly.
Ooh, ooh.
Oh,
I heard an echo too.
Yeah, we got major echo.
Yeah, this is, you know what? We really want to talk to you. We do. We've had very little time to really delve into the world that is Mason.
You know, I have opinions.
I am well aware, my friend. I see your Instagram, and I raise you five haters. There's, you should see the other studio.
What do we turn on? Is there a cue on? Is there something that?
Nope. There's nothing. I'm gonna go ahead and pot you down, and we'll see if we can't get this worked out. Okay. We totally want to. We want to have a moment with you.
We can't do it like this, though.
No, we can't. All right. Love you. All right. Let us know if we get that worked out. All right.
The majority of American drivers admit to performing at least one aggressive driving behavior in the past year.
Yes. We all occasionally you've got to stomp on it or do whatever it is that gets you through that situation.
96%. That's everybody. That's your mom. That's your grandmom. Mm.
Oh, can I just say something? Is it possible she's also coming through in that room? Because I feel like that might be okay. Because we're hearing her in our heads, even though she's allegedly not going over the air. Okay, back to you.
Maddie just
gave
me
the hand. Are you hearing that?
I didn't hear her.
Okay, I'm hearing.
I was initially hearing her before she came on.
Okay.
But now it's gone from my headphones.
All right.
I don't know.
We'll work it out. I mean, we have top-notch engineers here. Look, there's Cranky Tim right there.
Cranky Tim is the best.
Between Tim and Seth, I know they can work it out.
This driving behavior includes running red lights, speeding, tailgating, honking, cutting off other vehicles on the road. The tailgating thing is annoying in that I don't want to play this game of I'll hit my brakes so that you understand that I don't want you on my rear end like that. That's how a lot of this stuff ends up in road rage on the side of the road.
I also don't want you to hit me. Like,
but that's it. Right. Yeah, it becomes, I don't know that you're paying attention to the fact that you're way too close to me.
Right. Why don't you latch on, save some gas?
But anyway, honking, cutting off other vehicles on the road, all this behavior. I hear that. Do you hear that?
I do.
Okay.
And hopefully it's not going over the air.
Well, it would make more sense to the listeners if they were hearing it. They would say, oh, that's why they keep stopping mid-sentence, because they keep hearing stuffs.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Tim.
Good. How are you, dear? Nice to see you. I see that you guys are working very hard.
Right here?
Yep, that's her.
Let's try it.
Are we trying it?
Mason?
Yo.
Oh, that's better. It's fixed.
Hold on. She's not on the air, though.
Oh.
When I turn her up, is it possible? Is she coming through in the other studio? Is that? Oh. Are you there? Mason?
Yo.
Oh,
that's still echoing.
I'm going to turn this.
Check.
Say that again.
Check.
Okay.
That was better.
I just turned off that studio.
That's what it was.
Yay!
Mason!
Yeah!
How you doing?
I sounded insane just now.
I know. Apologize. It's bananas.
Yeah.
I turned off Studio 10. And that solved the problem.
Let's do that permanently.
But the problem is I would like them to be able to participate in the segment. We have two more mics in here, you guys. Mason, please.
Yes, ma'am.
Please excuse the CF that has gotten us to this point in our relationship. Welcome to the Sarah. It's a cluster of fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, hello. and welcome.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am well.
Good.
We're medium well. Like a steak.
You and I and Vinny, we have not been able to, we've met in person, but we have not been able to do any crosstalk. And this is our first step in making that kind of a regular thing. So we're excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's clipping out.
I know.
You hearing that?
It's,
anyway.
Yeah.
We should abort.
We should abort. I'm sorry to say. This is, I want to get you on here.
Time together.
I know. It's feeling like I need another date. Give me another chance.
Mayday. Mayday. Right.
Mason is going to be taking over in just a few minutes, and she will have your next shot at tickets for Ed Sheeran. As you know, she does. She rocks the midday show from 10 to 3. So.
This is no reflection on how her solo show will go.
Absolutely not.
Starting at 10.
It sounds nothing. I've listened. It does not sound anything like this.
But wow, that was
hard.
Okay, so the American drivers. Okay, the next story. Do you consider, and actually this is interesting because I would have brought it up with Mason here.
Mm-hmm.
She's, no. Do you consider being a social media content creator a real job or not? This was asked of the American people.
Okay.
30% said, of course it's a real job. And I do think that the people who keep feeding that beast are working hard.
I believe it's actual work. I know it pays better for some than for others, but there are definitely people who are making a living and then some.
Well,
I would
never ask Mason what she makes either during her midday show or during her social media, but she is someone who's successful at social media.
Yes, she is.
So I would, again, I'm not going to ask her, but I would wonder she's medium successful. She's not like. How many millions of followers does she have? Oh, 1 million?
I actually don't know how many she has.
I don't know if she's, but either way, I wonder if she's making a fortune or if she's like, I hustle.
Well, she's got stuff to say. That's what I like about her profile. When I go through, I can watch all these little videos of her.
Yeah, I see her a lot too.
Got thoughts on things.
Let me see if I can find her on
here.
I like
anybody who's got some thoughts, you know?
Well, yeah, because you either, it creates that, no, I disagree.
Right.
You know, there's
it gets the conversation started.
Oh,
right?
So she has 113,000 followers. That's a lot.
That's a lot of followers.
So she's making a living at that, I guess.
I hope so. That'd be good.
Anyway.
Well, and she, her side hustle, the radio show.
55% of these people on the YouGov poll say, that's not a real job. Okay. You try and do it.
Yeah. Because the people who are doing it successfully and actually able to support their lives with it, they would tell you that is an everyday figure it out, make it happen, put a lot of work into it. This thing's not going to hashtag itself.
Right.
Oh, are we going to try again? I feel like...
No, pull them up is what they're saying.
Pull you guys up.
800-400-3697. That's the text number.
Yep.
Maddie's on the show, everyone.
I'm so busy over here with the...
No worries. Like, I kind of just want to yell abort. Let's play a game, shall we?
Okay.
Let's play a game. I'm going to let.
I love your games.
Oh, thank you so much. I had one all picked out special for our friend Mason. I'll let you guys choose. So I have, how old is that guy? An old standby. I've got one hit wonders and I've got friends guest spots. What do you guys want to play today?
Vincenzo, what are you feeling?
I like the friends.
Let's do the friends thing. Okay. So I'm going to tell you a name of a famous person, and you're going to tell me yes or no. Did they ever guess? And if they did guess, there will be bonus points of it. There will be bonus points if you know the name of the character.
Okay.
So just yes or no me first, okay?
All right.
Let us begin. Bruce Willis, did he ever guest star on Friends?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes is the correct answer. Can anyone tell me his... I'll just take the first name of his character.
He played Elizabeth's dad.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know his name on the show.
I want to give her a point for Elizabeth's dad. His name was Paul Stevens, Elizabeth's dad. Season 6, that was... I believe that was the young... It was a student of Ross's.
Mm-hmm. Ross dates a student.
Oh.
The one where Ross dates a student. I think it's called.
And you guys might be up against it in this one. If she pulls out okay. Elizabeth Dad from season six.
She's done the work.
You're a really cool guy, Paul. You're super cool. Bruce Willis gives himself a pep talk in a mirror.
Oh, she actually just said the name too, Paul. All right, here we go. Next up. George Clooney. Did he ever guest star on Friends?
Yes.
Not that I can picture.
I'm a no.
He's a yes.
Woo!
And Maddie, there's an extra point in it for you if you can tell me who he played.
Bill.
No, he played, it was actually a crossover ER, I believe. He played Dr. Michael Mitchell.
I remember that now. And the other guy who just got the
Noah
Academy,
Wiley, he was also
did
in
it. Too, yes.
Wait, I don't think I've ever seen this episode.
Season one, they say. Some kind of crossover with ER.
Yep.
What?
I remember.
I wonder if it's not on streaming because it's not ringing any bells and I've seen the show like 30 times.
Maybe he just looked different.
I'll have to look into it.
Jennifer Lopez, did she ever guest star on Friends?
No.
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 No is the correct answer. Well done. Winona Ryder, did she ever guest star on Friends?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is the correct answer. That's a point for Maddie.
And
point
what's
for Bob.
Her name?
I can still hear the sound of coconuts banging together. I don't remember her name. It's like Sissy or something.
Sabrina.
No points for either of you. She played Rachel's college friend, Melissa, in season seven.
She and Rachel made out one time after a frat party, and she's been in love with Rachel ever since.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Here's a name from earlier today. Leonardo DiCaprio. Did he ever guest star on Friends?
No.
Yes.
I don't think so.
No is the correct answer. That is Vinny and Bob. Can you tell me? Oh, he didn't do a thing, so there is no name. How about Danny DeVito? Did he ever guest star on Friends?
No.
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 Yes, he did guest star on Friends in season 10. He played Roy the stripper at Phoebe's bachelorette
that's
party.
That's right.
Meryl Streep, did she ever guest star on Friends?
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No is the correct answer. And I'll do one more here. Let's see.
God, that was one of my favorite guest stars is Chandler's dad. Like, that is one of the best.
I know. It's what's her bucket.
Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Is so
she
good.
She was so
on
great.
That.
But I knew you'd know that.
Yeah.
How about Julia Roberts? Did she ever guest star on Friends?
Yes. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes is the correct answer. Let's see where we're at. Can someone tell me who she played?
Chandler's girlfriend.
They called me something underpants for 10 years.
That is, I'm going to take that answer. Susie Underpants
Susie.
Moss. She's an old classmate in season two. She came on, an old classmate of Chandler's.
They dated in real life.
I know. That's why I thought, that's how I remembered she'd done it. But I didn't know that they weren't together on the show.
It doesn't say. It says she was the old classmate. I don't really remember the Susie Underpants Moss.
She plays a movie star and Chandler meets her on set. Or not a movie star. She works out in movies and they end up dating. But she's really just trying to get back at him for pulling down her pants when they were in third grade or whatever.
Oh boy, the bitter.
Well, by a score of 8 for Bob, 5 for Maddie, and 4 for Vinny. It's Bob, people. It's been a
What's
while.
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Mason, we promise nothing happened to her. We just couldn't connect. She will be on and have some Ed Sheeran tickets for you momentarily. That's at 10:05. And then every hour throughout the day, right through Jane's show, Ed Sheeran tickets every hour at 5 after all day long. Next time we see you, it's going to be
Friday. Thank you.
See you then.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.